This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. To make the world economy go, you need steel. So it's useful information this morning that the world's biggest steel company reported its profits were down, although the forecast was brighter. You may not know the name ArcelorMittal, based in Luxembourg, but it's huge. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on steel's challenges.
Let's start with the weak global economy. Companies just aren't building as many office towers or cars, especially in Europe, where ArcelorMittal is based. Chuck Bradford is a steel analyst with Bradford Research.
They've got a very large segment of the business in Europe, and that's not looking too pretty.
The bigger problem, though, is China, says Michelle Applebaum with research firm Steel Market Intelligence. With weaker demand there, too, China is producing far more steel than it can use and exporting it.
That kind of creates the tsunami of overcapacity in the rest of the world from their exports.
And that's driving global steel prices down. Not great for steel company profits, but good for consumers. Applebaum says in a $25,000 car, the steel might cost just $1,200. It's such a small part of the overall cost, she says customers won't see a big difference. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.